to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Abram and Nahor, when they left with their father Terah, Terah went to where the tribe of Nahor was. It's his town, his place, named after him, Nahor. And he abode there. The Bible says he tarried there. See, Terah's name means tarry. To Terah. Terah means to tarry. You know what tarry means? Just to remain there. What you doing? Just tarry. He tarried there. But the Bible says he died there. Why did he die there? He could not get past a hurt. That had hurt him early, as it would hurt anyone. But it aborted his prophetic journey. He died in the place of his hurt. See, right now we are in transition. And all that 2020 threw at us, we got to forget that. Come on, we got to let that, you know, I know it may not be easy to forget, but you got to lay some things aside, lay that weight aside, lay all that stuff aside, lay all that happened aside so it doesn't abort your journey. He died there. He could go no further than hurt. How many people today are locked down in hurt? Offense, resentment. I don't like what the preacher said. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that about him. And they're on lockdown. And you're aborting your journey. You're dying right there. I'm here to tell you, don't abort your prophetic journey. God has greatness written all over you. I said, God has greatness written all over you. He's leading you to a land that flows with milk and honey. A land you can call your own. Something you didn't even think you could handle or that was for you. God has it for you. But the devil wants to abort. See, some of y'all don't know what it's like to have trouble on every side. Let me take these shoes off, let you walk in them for a minute. But see, God got to make you and mold you and shape you. Amen. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience. Experience hope. And hope doesn't make you ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. God will take resentment and turn it around. God will take offense and turn it around. God will take every hurt and turn it around. Joseph got hurt when he was thrown into the pit. But when he stood before his brothers, he had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh means he maketh me to forget. God will give you selective memory. You can look your enemy in the eye and don't remember what? You stole what from me? When you steal that? God will give you so much you won't even remember what they stole from you. And then Ephraim, God said, I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Ephraim means doubly fruitful. That's what he did for Joseph. Testify, that's what he'll do for you. But don't you allow anything to abort your journey. It ain't a time to give up on God. It's not a time to give up on what you value. It's not a time to give up on what you believe. It's a time to fight for this kingdom. Amen. And we don't fight in the flesh. We don't try to preserve it in the flesh. We fight with spiritual weaponry. I said we have weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down imaginations, every high thing exalting itself against the knowledge of God. And then we bring every thought captive to obey God. That's what we do. It may not look like it to the natural eye. You can't look into this thing. You got to be born again into it. You can look all you want, but you're not going to see. except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. We are a kingdom people. Tell somebody again, don't abort your journey. If you fell down, get back up. If you fell off the cart, amen, put some iodine or some alcohol on the little scars and get back on the cart. Get back on that horse. It was a rough year. Caught us off guard, I would say. But God. It didn't catch him off guard. They were trying to keep an old move alive during the time of transition. They were seeking comfort in the flesh. In the flesh. Our comfort is in the Holy Ghost. You can have joy if nobody else around you's got joy. You can be at peace when everybody else is full of strife. Why? Because we have a well we draw from. A well called salvation. Amen. And the water's deep. They were listening to the wrong counsel. What were his servants listening to? They were probably listening to the physicians and not the prophets. Now you have to understand something about being a prophet or prophetic. In the old covenant, they always tried to kill the prophets. Because without the prophets, there's no move. God never does anything unless he speaks it first. He doesn't do anything without showing his servants the prophets. And what do? They speak it into this realm. So now you got people, okay, well, because something didn't happen on this date, and something didn't happen on that date, and something didn't happen on that date, now they want to stone the prophets. But I'm here to tell you, game ain't over yet. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. God is not moved from what he's going to do, but he's going to do it in his time, the way he wants to do it. See, you got to understand something. When God doesn't do something right away, it's because he's going deeper than you think. There's stuff that God's got to shake up and move. Listen, this earth is going to quake. The system's going to quake. Everything that can be moved is going to be moved. Amen. So that remains is that cannot be removed. And that is the church. So you better let your roots go deep. Amen. You better let your anchor go deep on the solid rock. Not on a program, not on a party, not on a platform, but on the rock Christ Jesus. You better get in God like never before. I said, you better hide yourself in God. Amen. Stop trying to sustain that which is destined to die. In the flesh. Let it go. God has new things. New beginnings. Things he hadn't showed you yet. Now, I hope you got that definition of Abishag, or you look it up. It's all right there. Now, I want to speak prophetically here. Because I believe that God is speaking to my heart. And then I'm willing to go out on a limb and take criticism or whatever. I ain't backing up one bit. Amen. I'm not. I'm kind of like that angel that met Joshua. I ain't for you and I ain't against you. Amen. I'm not against anybody and I ain't for anybody. I'm for the Lord. I want what God wants. Amen. But let me show you something. See, people have wanted, let me say, well, Israel wanted a king. God said, no. I want to be their king. But Samuel came to him and said, no, Israel wants a king. They said, no, we want a king like other nations. And Samuel went before God, and God said, Samuel, don't worry about it. Give them what they want, because they've not rejected you. they've rejected me. Now, I want to show you something. Go with me. We'll come back to First Kings, but go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8. And we'll start at verse 4. It says, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt unto this day, wherein they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. Now here is the manner of king that the Israelites were asking for. Number one, he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, your vineyards, your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. Sounds like socialism to me, but anyway. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and he shall be his servants. He shall cry out in that day because your king, which ye shall have chosen you, the Lord will not hear you that day. So let me just bring it into a nutshell here. The king that they wanted after the flesh, God said the first target he's going to target is your children. Folk don't understand. They don't understand right now. Time to awaken to what's going on. The first thing they're going to target are the children, the young people. That's just what they did. Saul. Now understand something about Saul and David. Because see, while Saul was reigning, there was yet one anointed and appointed to be king. Let me see if I can find some amens. Ain't nothing back here. Any amens out there? I said, while Saul was king, there was one already anointed. Anointed by God. You see, Saul's ceremony was with a flask, man-made.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The breath of brought the dust to